Welcome to the podcast. May contain swearing and or graphic material. You have been warned. Don't come after me.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are?
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
We apologize. We've been gone for a while.
Oh my gosh. I've missed it so much.
It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Life happens.
I know. That's what we always say. Like, life happens. You know, we were very, it was like on the books every week. We were very good about it. And then at some point, we kind of just started slacking off a little bit. And what do you do, right? I don't know. Welcome.
Pretty much.
I should have, you know, done my homework given all the time we haven't been around and seen what our last episode was about. But anyways, we did talk about how Piper was going to go to a new school.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
In our last few episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did. We talked about that.
Yes. Well, so guess what? In all that time that has passed, she's there.
Yes. She started her new school.
Yay! Right?
Her teacher and one of her aides. So she followed her teacher to the school, and one of her aides followed her to the school.
Yeah. Which so, I think just worked out because, you know, like aides, you can't just move. You have to go where you're needed. I mean, just like a teacher. So they just happen to have an opening. So, yeah.
Well, you know, when you're superstar status, like P is, I mean, strings get pulled, okay?
You know, and it's funny that you say that because, of course, I believe that. She's also my child. And in this transition, I mean, it's still fairly new. It's about a month old. I've realized how spoiled I've been.
How so?
I don't know. One, she was at the other school, you know, since kindergarten. So for many, many years. So one, she's grown up with a lot of the kids. So as time has gone on, obviously, it just became very familiar because all the kids have basically grown up with her. So they knew who she was and all that.
Yeah.
Two, me as an adult who is, it's weird because I'm social, not social. It's taken me very many years to like get comfortable with all the adults in the school. But they've always been amazing, and I've felt very comfortable with them for a very long time. So coming to this new school, and with the minimal experience I've had with most of the people, it is definitely a different vibe. There are things that I don't think that I'm in love with, but again, I also feel like it's because I was spoiled at the old school, and things are just different now.
So the vibe, what do you mean the vibe?
So me and Jesse did talk about this the other day, just that there was an incident. The teacher is out for the unforeseen reason. She is out for a week. And her aide, which is amazing, love her to death, has been meeting me at the door and taking Piper into the building, which is normally the teacher. No big deal. It's gravy. Wonderful. Fabulous. I just happened to take Piper in the other day because I was not feeling well and our aide was running a little late. It was a whole thing. And I took her in and I took her into her classroom. And so normally, like at her old school, there was not a lack of people who wanted to help and who were excited to help in any way. Oh, here, let me take Piper. Oh, I'm so happy to see Piper. I would love to help you with that. So many people. Mm-hmm. I locked Piper into this classroom with these aides and nurses or whoever all these people were, because I have not met them all yet. And none of them were that way. It felt very like, she's not my responsibility, so you're going to have to wait till her aide gets here. Because they're like, oh, she's not here yet. And I'm like, well, clearly, obviously, because I brought her into the building. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know. Is it a me thing? Again, feeling like I'm very spoiled. The other school, like, catered very well to it. Or if these people are just not as friendly.
I
Like, what is your take? And I know that you...
Oh, you don't want my take because Piper, they'd be like, wow, this kid's dad's an asshole.
No. I mean, there are lots of things that you want to say. I get that feeling. And unfortunately, I will have a conversation with her teacher when she comes back just because I need to understand how things are run.
Definitely.
Again, I don't want to pretend like things should be run the way I think they are because I have no idea. You know, and,
it's a new experience, a new place, and, you know, new things all around for everybody.
I mean, and there's so many more kids. Like, it's a whole bigger, it's a bigger pond. There's a lot more.
But I would think if you are a member of the staff at said school, like, seriously, how do you not be like, you know, oh, well, her typical aide isn't here, but, you know, this is what we normally do. Or, you know, like, there's...
Or, like, hey, she can come sit over here by me while we wait for someone. Like,
yeah, something.
Like, yeah, and that's how I felt because, again, you know, everybody at the other school, always, constantly, all the time. Even the secretary at the other school, this is completely different than the new school, but was like, oh, no, it's totally fine. Piper sits in here all the time with me. She can hang out with me till her teacher walks in or, like, what? Just, I don't know. It's so different. Well,
it's different because this school's probably double, maybe even three times the size of our old school.
It's about double, I think, yeah.
So I get it, but it just sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't a good feeling. It was not a good feeling. And, we talked.
You obviously, like, you weren't feeling well, but at the same time, it's like, okay, I'm definitely not feeling okay with this situation, so I'm going to stay here with her until her actual aide shows up, someone that I do know and that I am comfortable with.
Yeah.
Which really sucks because had her aide not come with her.
Yeah, and that's like the biggest thing that we talked about. It's like her teacher's not there. If her aide had not come, like, then what's the protocol? Because clearly nobody else was going to come outside and get her.
Nope. It's like nobody's been informed about her or like, hey, we have a new student or something of that nature. But the fact of the matter still remains is even though as the parent, you brought her inside, she is now inside. Someone should have at least acknowledged the fact other than just, oh yeah, her aide's not here. So what the hell do you do here?
Right. And I get there again. Like, there were other kids in the room and they had their hands. I don't know.
But it's like,
it was tough. It was tough.
Like you work here and yet you're like, no fucks given about this child.
Kind
that just
of
came
is
in.
How like, it felt. Yeah.
For me, I, you know me, I would have said something. Like they would already be chitter chatting at the fucking school. Like, did you see that asshole dad? Like, which is, you probably would have had to have shut me, like, Jesse.
Well, I mean, if I was there, then you wouldn't have said anything anyways, because I would have shut it down, because I have to deal with them every day, and you don't.
And, I mean, I've gotten better as I've gotten older, because it's like, I can't do this, because it doesn't help Piper out at all.
Yeah. The only thing you're doing is making yourself feel better, but you're not actually fixing a situation.
Yes. Because, you know, people are just rude and ignorant, and everybody's mentality is, it's not my issue. It's not my problem. She's not my problem.
Yeah.
And it's like, you are working in a school with children. Every single one of those children, at least for me, if I was to be working at a school or with children, every single one of these kids is now my problem. Not even looking at it as a problem. Like, I should be at some way, shape, or form, I am responsible for every single one of these kids here because I work here.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at it as like their safety, their well-being, their education.
I gotcha.
Should all be, I mean, and I get it. They're probably all stretched a little thin, but every student should be a priority.
Yeah. Every student should be important on some level.
Yeah. And not just because she's severely handicapped. The fact that she is a fucking human being.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? This human being that goes to school here.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, just, yeah. That's, yeah.
No, I got you. I hear you.
Stop, because it just gets me.
I know. No, I hear you wholeheartedly.
It just irritates the shit out of me, because it's like, why? Just because she's in a wheelchair.
Well, and that's not the case. It's not because she's in, that's not why.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just worked up.
I gotcha.
But, you know, and these things are going to happen because people get sick and things happen in life. So her teacher is bound to miss time. Her aide is bound to be late, bound to miss time as well.
Yeah. And they're both very good. Like, this isn't like a normal occurrence. But we also still need to know, yeah,
what is the protocol?
What is the plan?
What is moving forward? I do not feel comfortable.
Yeah. And I think actually that.
And that so just needs like, to be relayed to her.
So I think this is a good and bad. Like,
it's a great learning experience.
Yes.
It's something we can learn from. Happy. We can't be mad about it.
Yeah. Well, I can be mad about it.
Well, no, we can be mad about it.
I'm going to take steps to figure out.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can try and find the silver lining in it. Was it a crappy experience? Yeah. Sure. It was.
Yeah.
But we can learn from it and we can try and make things better in the future for her and for us.
Yes.
Because honestly, with you coming home and feeling that vibe, I get the vibe of I don't necessarily feel comfortable leaving my kid now.
Yeah. Which. Well, I know what you're saying, but like her aide, like I feel completely comfortable with her aide.
No. Her aide.
Yeah.
And the teacher that we essentially followed.
Yeah.
To go 100% totally comfortable with is the fact of what happens when you're not there.
Yeah. No. Agreed. Yes.
That unknown and the fact that it was blatantly obvious. No one gave a shit.
Yeah. It was such a weird, I don't know. It was not good.
You know what? It shouldn't matter if she's your designated responsibility. She is a fucking human being that goes to school there.
Well, I know, but this is what I'm also saying too. Like, let me point this out to you. I feel what you're feeling. I'm with you, like, wholeheartedly. Because again, new school, new protocols, new people. It's a whole thing. Like, it's not. So, and there, given that there are more students at her new school.
Well, we knew that this was something that was going to be.
Have high needs like Piper.
Yes.
There are more kids.
Piper is not the only one.
I don't know if at this school they run like on a 1-to-1 ratio. Like every one of these kids with high needs has to have their own aide all the time.
Which, and that could be what it is.
Exactly.
We just need to be informed.
Well, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the way I'm choosing to look at it. Even though I am upset and it will be addressed because it needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just so even for my understanding and their understanding and we're all on the same page situation, that could be the thing. Because, you know, Piper does have to have an aide. Not necessarily one-on-one all the time because you don't have to worry about her running away and trying to get out of a building or anything. Yeah, but
she's
like,
not trying to leave the classroom and sneak under desks and
but
stuff
there
like
might
that.
Be there might be children there who are those kinds
which
of kids,
totally,
which I don't
totally
know.
Fine, and I get that. That was one of the pros of her going to this school was to be around peers with similar and or other disabilities because, you know, I want her to be around typical children. Of course, I want her to be around typical children.
Yeah, you just want her to experience all of it.
But I also want her to be around peers that are, quote unquote, more on her level, you know, because I think it's good for her to see that it's not just her.
Yeah.
You know, that, that has these, you know, shortcomings or whatever you want to call them, that, you know, she's not alone in this, that there are others that have similar problems as she has. And, you know, that they can also be integrated with typical children. Like, like you said, I want her to experience it all.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't she?
Yeah. No, agreed.
Because from what you've told me, she's already made a couple friends.
Yeah. So, you know, given, seriously, this experience, like, just happened. It's very new. But otherwise, everything else seems
to
be going.
That's a fresh wound.
It's a fresh wound. Yeah. Clearly. Still touching a nerve.
We're still kind of licking that wound.
And we haven't had a chance to talk it out with some other adults. But no, other than that, no, it's been going great. She's still happy to go to school. And she has made some friends already, which is fabulous.
Well, and that for me that's a huge sign when you still ask her, do you want to go to school, and she still gets excited. Because like, if she got upset, to me that would be a trigger. Like, why are you upset?
It would
why,
be a red flag.
It would be a red flag.
Because like, why would you enjoy
why
and then
enjoy
not
enjoy it
yeah.
and then not
like, yeah
what is going on, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And she does. She still gets so excited. She still loves it.
Yeah.
So that is a reassurance, yeah, at least for me, because, you know, she clearly is still enjoying it. She's still having a good time.
Yeah.
But no, I think that it's just part of the newness, and mm-hmm, it's just something that happened. And maybe,
no, agreed.
Maybe,
yeah,
you know, maybe it wasn't meant to be a weird vibe situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just, maybe it was just your perception, so to
no,
speak.
No, agreed.
Of it.
Yeah. And that's what I was
feeling good that day. Yeah. So you could have just been like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I fully acknowledge that my mood could have definitely played a part in it. Fully acknowledge, because I know. I just know.
I mean, because I've yet to go and see the school. I've yet to meet her teacher. That is not my role, so to speak. But you have spoken very highly about her teacher, about her aide. You like the school, and I trust you. So I feel like it's been a good move so far, and I just feel like this was, again, a learning experience.
Yeah.
You know, part of the newness.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we just all need to make sure we're
all
on the same
page. And that's fine. There's always going to be bumps.
Yeah, and it's not that it's a bad thing. But like you said, we might have been just a little spoiled at the old school.
And I think that I was. And I
can
acknowledge that.
You go from a really small school where, like, the entire school only has, like, 200.
Yeah.
And now it's probably doubled.
It is. It's like 400 and something.
You know, some of these little perks are probably not going to be there.
Yes. No, agreed. And I fully acknowledge that also. I know that there, and I expected it to be different. It wasn't going to be the same.
And that was something we definitely talked about. And we did go back and forth about it. Like, things are going to be different.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, there are going to be more students in the class. And
yeah,
not just her. She's not the only one at this school,
yeah,
that has, you know, different needs and tasks that need to be done throughout the day. Because,
mm-hmm,
you know, I mean, Piper, she's still eating when you drop her off, isn't she?
Like, some days.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, like when her feed ends, if she's, mm-hmm, at school, they've got to unhook her and flush, yeah, her. And, you know, like, those are just needs that she needs help with, because she can't.
Oh,
do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the fine motor skills. You know, I mean, there are plenty of people that have CP that still have feeding tubes that they can do that themselves. They hook it up, prime it, do all that. You know, they have enough function.
Yeah.
Piper does not. Yeah. Her gross motor and her fine motor skills do not let her do that. And I'm sure there are other students that, you know, unlike Piper can't get out of her wheelchair and take off running like a banshee. And, you know, although I'm sure she would want to. But I'm sure there are some of these other children that are probably very rambunctious.
They have some very rambunctious kids,
just,
yes.
You know, super curious and wanting to explore. And they have the capability to take off and run.
Yeah.
And you have to...
You have to be prepared for that. Yeah.
You got to be prepared for that. You got to keep a little closer eye on them, because Piper's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But some of these other kids are probably slippery.
So in Piper's, in her IEP, she is getting out of her wheelchair at least twice a day and on a mat so she can stretch out.
Which is,
stretch her
is
body.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's fabulous. She needs that. You know, at the old school, they just put her in the middle of the room and she hangs out. No big deal. So it's funny. I haven't seen the setup with my eyes, but they kind of told me about it, that they've put Piper's mat. So in this classroom, there's like a closet space. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but there's a door. It's enclosed kind of space that they've put her mat in. And that's where she hangs out. And she has like her lights in there and stuff, because the kids that she's now with that are always in the room are so rambunctious. They don't want her to get trampled.
Oh my goodness, really?
Because they just
don't have the conscious to like
thought to, yeah, to like to not think, run over.
There's a person here on the floor. they're just going ham. Like, I'm,
yeah,
let's go.
So they said it's super fun because one, it's actually super calming because it gives her space away from like the chaos. Cause there's a lot more chaos, which she loves. She loves chaos. But just like most people, sometimes it gets to be overwhelming.
Well, and it can be what some of these kids sounding as rambunctious as they are. I mean, after a while, I can only imagine that can overstimulate.
Oh, yeah.
And probably not just her. Maybe some of the other children, too.
Yeah.
So that's cool that they've got
a little
space for her.
Yeah. They're like, we had to, like, create a space because the other kids do not have...
We didn't want her to get trampled.
Yeah.
We didn't want to have to explain that one to you.
To anybody. Who wants... He wants...
Because then you got to explain the other, you know, the trampler, not the trampolee.
Yeah.
So, by the way... Your child trampled another child today.
But, you know, also as adults, when we know, like, this kid does not have the ability to understand, like...
Is my kid okay? That's my first and major concern. And then it would be, is your child okay?
And how do we prevent this?
And how can we move forward and try and... If your child needs to run it out, great, let's let them run it out.
Yeah.
My kid can't get out of the way, so we need to figure something out.
Since we figured out. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's been so far a good experience.
Yeah, I think overall everything's been good. It's just, again, it's just different. It's a thing. I don't know. I hate the drive. Hate it.
You have mentioned
to everybody. I just hate it. Yeah. I just hate it so much. So it's funny because if you look on the maps, the new school is actually like a fraction closer than the old school, which I might have mentioned. But it does take me longer to get there. And I had to plan out a whole new route. And I actually go out of my way to get to the school now. Because otherwise, I'm hitting 500 crosswalks, and I'm trying to dodge children and cars, or...
It's early in the morning. Everybody's going to school. Everybody's taking their kids to school. And
a nightmare, and I hate it.
Because I can see it as I'm leaving in the morning. I can see it in certain areas where it's like you can just tell this area is congested.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You pass right by another area that looks congested, but you're going the opposite way. So it's like, wow, what's going on over there? It's got to be a school or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. School buses. And
yes. Yeah. There's just, it's a lot. So I go out of my way to go the long way to get there, which is fine. In all reality, now that I've like figured out what time I need to leave the house and the path I need to take, it's not terrible. But I do miss the old drive. I do.
It was so much simpler.
Yeah, I do miss the old drive. So, you know, we just make sacrifices and whatever, but...
We made a choice. Now we got to deal with it.
You're right, but I could undo the choice at any moment.
I guess that's true.
I'm not gonna.
We're not. Yeah, I'm like, we're not gonna.
Unless I absolutely have to, but...
I don't foresee that.
No, not over that. No. Not over the drive. I'll make the dang drive.
Oh, no. Someone, like, something would have to happen to Piper at this school.
Yeah, no, it'd have to be a much bigger issue
Yeah, something would definitely have to happen.
So, I don't know. That's, you know, that's the overall consensus on what we've been experiencing now that she's officially moved schools.
Would you like to tell everybody... in your own words, going to a new school?
Yeah. She is eyebrowing us.
I'm getting a side eye, the eyebrow. Okay, we'll go back to talking, and then you can chime in so that you don't feel like the spotlight's on you.
Okay. Right. I don't want to interrupt your conversation. Yeah, I don't actually want to be part of the conversation.
I
don't want
to be. I still want you to acknowledge I'm here. Yeah. It's this child.
Well, I mean, you know, parent-teacher conferences are coming up. If you would like me to schedule it so you can be there, you could go to the school and meet the teacher.
Sure.
I don't know when it is, but it's coming up. There's sometime in the nearest future. Yeah, but all the adults that I got to meet, like all of her like therapists and stuff there, they're all very nice. The principal's nice. The secretary hasn't given me any problems. I did forget to give Piper her meds one morning. That was a winning moment for me, by the way. So I came home and had to grab them and then go back to the school to give them to her because, you know, she needs those. And the secretary doesn't give me any problems. She just lets me walk back there, which super surprised with how strict.
Yeah, I was just
the schools have been.
Most schools being so strict, like at this time, yeah, all the doors are locked.
Yeah, no. Even at her old school, where they knew me, like they were being like super strict about letting me back,
which I think is good, especially in this day and age. Because
yes,
you know,
yes, no, no, no.
What's occurring in the country?
I'm fine with it. I just was surprised.
But, yeah, I'm like a little surprised because I know you've mentioned that, and it's like
I thought I was gonna get more pushback, really? But I didn't.
Or, you know, what's the, or stop you, the secretary at least stop you and be like, you know, let me walk you or let me take them.
Well, so
something, but that, just go on back. No big deal.
Yeah. No, for reals. And she doesn't know me.
Right. I was going to say it like, I'm, like you're pretty new.
I mean, so. She's seen me with Piper. So she must in her brain knows like, okay, Piper's in like the sped class and she has additional needs and I don't know what they are. Anyways, yeah. So anyways, she did give me a hard time. I just walked in and said, I forgot you have Piper meds. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll just buzz you on back and just let me walk back there, which was nice. I guess
she did at least talk to you.
But. Well, she has to. She has to let me in the front door and then let me in the second set of doors. So yeah, she has to talk to me. Super funny. So I know the secretary. She doesn't know me. She knows me as Piper's mom, but like I know the
secretary. You recognize.
I went to high school with her daughter. Super funny. And I drive by her house every day and I just laugh because I know exactly where she lives, or at least did live. They might have moved because obviously I don't know. But and there's another lady that works there. I don't know what she does because I haven't had a chance to talk to her. But I also went to high school with her daughter and she's worked there for a gajillion years.
Oh, wow.
So it's crazy. And like going back to the school because I went to the school as a kid.
Hey, I forgot
how big it was. Like, it's not big. Relatively speaking, but like, wow. It's so crazy. So crazy. And it's bigger than our last school. So yeah, I don't know. It's wild. It's just weird. It's so weird.
I'm like, for last school, you could like walk through the entire thing, go to class, and it would only take you like 2 minutes.
Well, like it.
It was not a big school at all.
Well, yeah, no, this school, I mean, like I said, it's not like, yeah, I don't know. It's just set up different. It's just, yeah, it's wild. It's just wild to think about it.
So we are going to be learning how to do our own recordings.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Because it has been difficult. So we're trying to learn how to do our own recordings. And
don't worry. When we do our first one, you'll know because we'll warn you.
Yeah.
We'll be like, hey, this is our first time doing it all by ourselves. We'll still be sending it off to my wonderful brother to edit because I don't.
Yeah,
that's a whole other beast. Listen, that's a whole other beast that I am not willing to jump into right now.
Hopefully we can get back to being a little more steady on recordings.
It'll be easier when we can do it by ourselves because like me and Jesse were talking like we could literally do it in the middle of any given day if we just felt like we wanted to.
Yeah, if we decided we came up with the topic, we could just do one real quick and bam, there it is.
Yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed, that we can handle this. Does anybody have faith in us?
We'll see. Hashtag we'll see.
Hashtag we'll see. Is that what you just said? Who are you? Who? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. He's making the hand signal. It's not. It's not okay.
There's something. Stop this.
What are you talking about? I'm bougie.
No.
I'm woke. Oh, I'm bougie.
This just got.
I'm extra.
I don't know who I married. I don't know who this guy is. It's not.
Hey,
yo,
he lit.
No. I'm lit, yo. Oh, God, stop.
Started at the bottom. Now I'm here.
Ew. So gross. So gross. I hope y'all got a laugh out of that. Oh, God. We're going to end this. I can't listen to this anymore. But thank you for coming back if you did. And I hope that we talk to you again next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.